Let us pray. Dear Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit would come into this building, that you would touch each one of us, that you would bless the voices here that celebrate and those that receive. In your precious Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 John reminds us that the word Jesus existed from the very beginning with God. Through Jesus, all things came to be. In him was life, and that life was light for all people.
But the gospel also tells us that the word did not recognize him, coexisting with and sent from eternal loving God. Many still could not accept that Jesus was the one the prophets had foretold, the promised one of God.
But to those who did recognize, believe, and receive him, to them he gave the right to become children of the living God.
The
those with seeking hearts, humble spirits, and eyes of faith, it became readily apparent that this Jesus was indeed the fulfillment of age-old prophecy. He was the long-awaited Messiah, the King of all kings.
But to others, Jesus was perceived to be an impostor, a fraud. He was no conquering king coming to establish his reign with strength and power. His message was one of peace and forgiveness, not battle victories and defeated enemies.
Even his closest friend and devoted followers seemed confused at the time about who Jesus truly was.
In 3 years of ministry, Jesus the Christ had touched the lives of thousands of individuals. Some came to him seeking healing. Others sought forgiveness. Some knew what they were seeking, but were attracted to his teachings. But to each, Jesus extended the same invitation. Turn your sins and follow me.
Jesus returned to Jerusalem for the last time, just days before the Jewish Passover feast. He was greeted by a great crowd of his followers. They joyously ushered him into the city and shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of glory."
Speculation abounded about Jesus in the following days leading to the Passover feast. Skeptics doubted that a man from Galilee was who he said he was, or that he could actually heal the blind, calm raging seas, and raise people from the dead.
Jesus gathered his disciples one last time in the upper room to share the Passover feast and to help them prepare for that which was about to transpire.
He washed their feet, imparting to them the powerful lesson that they were to live a life of service to others, just as he had. As Jesus broke bread and shared the cup with them, he challenged them to remember him in the same way after he was gone.
What kind of king acts like this, kneeling as a humble servant, talking about his impending death, and instructing his followers to remember him in such a way?
Thank you.
royalty is typically surrounded by the most loyal of supporters. This king, however, had just predicted betrayed by some of his closest followers.
Well, all emotions punctuated the night as Jesus and his disciples proceeded to Gethsemane to pray. In his grief, Jesus sought solace and strength in this familiar setting, surrounded by the love of his heavenly Father and companionship of his dearest friends.
In these darkest moments of his life, Jesus accepted the charge that had been his alone to bear, to give his life in order that others might ultimately live.
Thank you.
saved with a kiss. Jesus had been arrested and taken to stand trial. Armed with battle gear and false accusations, his captors handed Jesus over to the authorities with the intent to put an end to his self-proclaimed prophet and his absurd claims.
Israel had painted this scene many years before. He was despised and rejected. He was oppressed and afflicted. He was led like a lamb to slaughter.
Rejected and alone, Jesus stood quietly as his accusers made a mockery of his life and ministry.
Leaders and Roman officials pulled Jesus back and forth in rude attempts to pass off the responsibility of his ultimate sentence.
In one final effort, Pilate, the Roman governor, tried to release Jesus, indicating that he found no biases for charge against him. But crowds, which only days before had celebrated Jesus' arrival into Jerusalem, now had been replaced by shouts of anger, hatred, and calls for his crucifixion.
Crucify this Jesus, crucify this man, crucify this Jesus, crucify, crucify this Jesus, crucify.
In the end, the wishes of an angry mob prevailed. Jesus was handed over to the Roman soldiers to be executed.
Forced to carry his own cross, Jesus walked before persons on both sides of faith. Those claiming him to be their Lord, Messiah, and King, and those convinced he was a blasphemous fraud.
Jesus was led to the place of the skulls, where he was nailed to the cross to die a common criminal's death. In the final act of mockery, Pilate instructed that the sign be mounted on the cross, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. Now the first day of the week, some of the women had gone to the tomb where Jesus had been buried.
Suddenly there was a violent earthquake, and the stone in front of the tomb was rolled back, and an angel sat on it.
The angel said, I know that you are seeking Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen just as he said. Quickly, go tell his disciples that Jesus is alive.
But it had been anticipated the Messiah would come with strength, conquering his foes with power and might, and that is precisely what has happened.
But his foe were not the kingdom of government of the world. The foe had been sin, evil, and illness, and his greatest victory, King Jesus, by the power of God, had defeated death itself. Hallelujah to the King of the kings, of the Lords of lords. Crown him the risen King.
Thank you for having us. Very much. If you have enjoyed being here, we love your church. Hopefully you come back sometime.
Thank you for coming and presenting here, and thank you for coming. We had a business meeting with our session prior to this. We got in just a little bit late, but I think it was on the first call. It's just been a blessing. Thank you again. We've been blessed all day with great music.
Thank you. Let's give Connie McCain a great round of applause.
Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we do thank you. We thank you for life. We thank you for life eternal in Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you that death is not hope. You raise it up.
Yes.
That's a new life.
Yes.
Father, we go forth to give thanks. Trust in you to enable us to be the people that you want us to be.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Thank you.